It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is the special, well, I suppose you could call it special, the special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It's the uncut version. And let me tell you about this episode. This is episode number 63, by the way, so there's another 62 of them. This episode comes from the ramblings that we have in this studio every day. So we broadcast live on our Facebook page, and while our audience is building on the Facebook page, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit in this studio talking utter shite, literally filling time while the audience builds. And it's that time filling that you're going to hear. And by the way, this is completely unedited. The bits you're about to hear have not been edited at all. You will hear which one of us picks out our clothes for the whole week. Seriously, lay them out for the whole week. We will hear about the woman who Jeremy has a crush on and wants her photo on his bedside locker. And, Jeremy was asking us to try and convince him to accept an offer of a mobile home in County Wexford for the weekend, and he wanted us to sell mobile home holidays. And it's even more random than that. That and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode number 63, and let's start last Monday.
You know something, Adrian? I've thought about this a lot, yeah?
Go on.
I'd love to be on the Dole. There I said it.
Then you could be.
Can't go back on it. There I said it.
Yeah, well, walk out of here. Go on.
Go on now, go.
Yeah.
Walk out the door.
Just turn around now, come on. You're not welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one, by the way? I can't remember the rest of the words.
They tried to hurt me with goodbye.
It's a very, very telling that you know the words to a gay anthem.
Great song.
It's a gay anthem, though, isn't it?
Who cares?
Isn't it a gay anthem?
I don't know if it is. No. Her other song. I am what I am. Gloria Gaynor, yeah?
Yeah,
I am what I am. That's a gay anthem.
Anyway, I'd love to be on the Dole.
Why?
Because when you think about it, you know, how many bank holidays do we have a year in Ireland?
About 8 or 9.
Not enough.
Not enough, yeah. Eight or nine, ten.
Ten, yeah. Okay. If you're on the Dole, I want you to think about that, yeah?
Yeah.
If you're work shy.
If you're shy of work.
Now, there's a certain work I'm shy of, and I'll talk about it in a second.
Go on.
But if you're shy of work, yeah? Work shy, yeah? If you're one of those people.
Yeah.
You literally have 52 bankers a year.
52?
52. Is that how many weeks are in a year?
Yeah.
Did I say that wrong?
There's not every day a bank holiday if you're on the Dole.
No, but I'm saying the difference. If you were on the Dole, yeah?
Yeah.
Work shy. Every single weekend is a banker. How good is that? What are you laughing at? Isn't that a great life? So I hate Sundays, guys.
Yeah, I hate Sundays myself.
Tell me why I hate Sundays.
No, that's the wrong song.
No, I'm asking. It's not a song. I'm asking you. Tell me why I hate Sundays.
Well, I'll tell you why I hate Mondays. For that reason, getting up and going to work.
Yeah, but it's the Sunday you hate. It's not the Monday.
Yes, it is.
So on a Sunday, it's always hanging over me that I have to go to bed early and I lay out my clothes the day before. That's what I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. You have to when you're up early. My alarm goes off at 5:08.
Why 5:08?
That's the time my alarm goes out.
Why not 5:10 or 5:15?
No, late. I'll be late.
Or 5:07. Why 5:08?
Because I have to get through the level crossing. The level crossing where I live. You know the level crossing?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. It goes at a certain time. And if I don't get across the level crossing before ding, well, it doesn't go ding, ding, ding. It's not the 80s. What noise does the level crossing make?
Something like that.
That's what I'm going to go. So if I don't get across the level crossing before a certain time, I'm fucked.
Are you talking about a level crossing on the road?
There's a train going across my house.
The Lewis track, no.
No, the proper level crossing.
Level crossing for human beings to cross over.
The choo-choo. Oh, you know the level crossing.
There's no choo-choo near you.
Oh, here, I can't tell you because I don't want to reveal to the scum where I live, but those ones.
Where? They're not near you.
But they're on the way. They're on the way. And if I don't, it's very technical. Guys, those of you who actually work and commute.
So you don't want people to know that you cross Marion Gates because...
Now what are you telling them that for?
What does that reveal?
Then people will be able to triangulate where I live.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, they do. There's people who want to hide in my bush and look at me walking around naked on a Saturday.
No, there isn't, I'm telling you.
Oh, I think you find there
not
is.
Not even your own wife wants to do that.
Well, no, that's why she goes to work on a Saturday. Literally the reason. Anyway, that's why I set my alarm for that time. But if you are a work-shy person, who's afraid of work, yes?
Yeah.
Every Sunday, you don't have to worry about going to bed early. So I know on a normal weekend,
on
a Sunday evening, come 7 o'clock, I'm laying out my clothes.
Who lays out their clothes?
And I'm polishing my shoes.
You don't wear shoes that... Well, actually, they do need to be polished. Look at the state of those runners.
I was playing football in them earlier, that's why, sorry.
Playing football?
Yeah.
Where?
What?
Where?
Oh, no, not earlier, as in yesterday with me. So unlike you, I actually played sport with my kids.
Ah, yeah.
Did you ever even kick a football with your son?
I have kicked a football.
Terrible father.
What?
You're actually a failure as a father. Anyway, work shy people.
Sunday, every Sunday's bank holiday.
Come 7 o'clock. Yeah? Yeah. When I'm laying out my clothes and making me pack.
I still find it a bit weird you're laying out your clothes.
I have to. When you're up early, you have to lay out your clothes. I have them all laid out for the week.
What?
So what I do is on a Sunday evening at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll say, Alexa, give me the weather forecast for Dublin, South Dublin for the next 7 days. No problem, Jeremy. Monday will be cloudy with a chance of rain. I'll go, okay, Alexa. So Monday we'll go for a Gansey. Tuesday will be sunny spells. T-shirt for you. So I have the whole week.
That is the most OCD thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's called planning. Prepare to fail.
Fail to prepare.
No, it's the other way around, isn't it?
So hang on, you have your clothes picked out for the whole week.
Yeah.
So you must be drunk then on a Sunday evening, because the shite you wear, you're picking when you're drunk, are you?
No.
Is that your excuse for the shite that you wear?
Well, no, the clothes I'm wearing today, because today's the day we record this podcast, it's a warm day.
Yeah.
Expected to reach highs of 16 degrees.
Yeah.
With light southwesterly winds.
And why are you wearing that with the t-shirt underneath it?
Because when I got dressed this morning, it was actually cold. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So congratulations. If you don't work for a living, it's a bank holiday weekend this weekend and next weekend and the weekend after. Now, I was telling you...
Don't be bitter.
Do you own an iron-free shirt?
No.
I bought two of them last week.
Yeah, are they any good?
Lads and ladies. Ladies can wear shirts as well.
That's obviously not one of them.
No, this is a flannel shirt. That's what this is called. Yeah. Zara, it's a very posh shop. None of you could afford to shop there, but I do.
It's not that posh.
Oh, it's very posh.
It's not really.
Here, our listeners, I don't want to put them down. Yeah. Frawleys and Guineys, you're talking.
Sorry. Yeah, just back to the clothes thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with Jeremy up at 5:08 a.m. Hannah.
Sorry, Hannah's not with me. Here, if my wife is listening to this, Hannah does not get dressed with me if I'm
well, apparently.
No, she doesn't.
I'm with Jeremy.
No, you're not.
Up at 5:08 a.m. and clothes ready from the night before.
You know the one thing I love about Hannah?
So you and Hannah have your clothes ready from the night before.
Yeah,
interesting.
But we don't live in the same house. Oh. You know what I love about people like Hannah? Her name is spelled the same backwards as frontwards.
It's a palindrome.
Isn't there very few people that have that name? Hannah and Bob. The only names that are spelled the same backwards and frontwards.
I think there's more.
Tom.
No. Mott.
Oh, no, that's not Noble. No, Hannah and Tom.
And Navin.
No, Hannah and Bob.
And Navin.
There's nobody called Navin.
I know, but it's the town of Navin.
Hannah, yeah. Bob, and Dad are the only three names, men's
names. That's it. And the whole...
can you think of another name?
No, not really, no. Mum. Ma'am.
Oh, yeah, Mum as well.
Yeah.
Mum as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hannah, I'll see you later, hon.
Well, apparently... 5:08.
Anyway, guys, Zara is now doing iron-free shirts. These are shirts that do not crease, and they actually work. So when you take them out of the washing machine,
you just throw it on your back, because
I hate. As you know, I send off my ironing to my mother every Friday. And
do you still do that?
Oh yeah. Oh, you can bet your bottom dollar I do.
Because you. What?
Why is it gone very silent in here?
Well, I'm horrified.
What?
That you send your ironing to your mother.
Oh, at her request.
The woman's in her 90s.
My mother's not in her 90s, and she's very youthful, thank you very much. She asks me to send her. She says, if you have any washing, I send over. No, sorry, I don't send it over to be washed. I wash it myself.
Right. And what about, you have three kids and a wife. What do they all do? How does their ironing get done?
Oh, no, my wife washes her, or irons her own clothes.
Just refuses to do yours?
I'm work shy when it comes to... No, she wants to do mine. Actually, let's not talk about it, because if you listen to this podcast, let's just say that wound was a big gash a couple of weeks ago.
Big gash?
Big gash. A huge gash, okay? And we've kind of healed the gash.
Oh, Viv.
What?
Viv.
What? Well, she claiming she's living with me as well.
No, but Viv is the same backwards as frontwards. V-I-V, Viv.
Oh, it is. Jesus, I never knew that.
Yeah.
But Viv isn't a name.
Well, it is. I have an Uncle Viv.
Trans?
What?
You have a trans...
Don't say that about me.
I always knew.
He'd fucking clock you, I can tell you.
Adrian, big supporter of the trans community. Adrian, I'm proud of you that you're so welcoming.
My Uncle Viv.
No. Yeah, we have to be welcoming to the trans community.
Viv is a male and female name.
And which is he? No.
He's male.
But he was female.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a cis man, is he?
His name is Viv.
Oh, our listeners are going to get you cancelled now.
He's my uncle.
Adrian, I'm so happy that you're a supporter of the trans. I always thought you were a bit of a...
Can I tell you, if my uncle Viv walked in the door here, he'd fucking...
Prance in the door, from what I could believe.
Oh, no, you can't say those things.
Oh, who knew? I literally didn't know. I thought you were like your woman that writes Lord of the Rings. What's her name? Or not Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. What's her name?
JK.
Yeah, I thought you were a bit of a JK Rowling.
What?
I thought you were a bit of a anti-trans and stuff.
Like not at all.
But I never knew you had a trans uncle. I'm very, very proud of you.
That is
Opinions Matter supports diversity in all walks of life. Anyway, guys, get yourselves down to Zara at the...
Where are these iron-free shirts?
Oh, well, wear one on the next podcast. Well, it's a podcast. Who's going to see it?
Well, I'd be able to see it.
In fact, if you look at the cover photograph, I'm wearing a non-iron shirt in that photograph. That photograph there, look. That is a non-iron shirt.
It's horrendous looking.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
I'm busy here at the moment.
What are you busy doing?
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, no, you're creeping on... Who are you creeping on?
There was a story in the news, guys, about... have you pressed... I bet you haven't.
Oh, wait, no. Would you believe that, isn't that? Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Oh, you have?
I did, yeah. Very good, yeah, very good.
Myself and Adrian, and we weren't creeping, by the way. I just want to say this. I just want to say this from the offset.
Oh, yeah? Sorry, I just looked over at your computer and you're creeping.
No.
You have photographs of a particular woman on your computer there.
And it's not my wife.
No, so that is creeping. I call that creeping. Yeah?
So, my female crush, guys, is Rachel Riley. I had to take two from the bottom. See that joke there? People won't get that joke.
That's pathetic.
People will not get that joke.
Do you not reckon?
I'd take one from the top and two from the bottom of Rachel Riley.
Would you?
Yes, I would. I can never get that right, by the way.
What?
The numbers game.
No, me neither. Never.
Now, I'd be more intelligent than you.
No, not really.
No, on the scale of academic.
No.
I'm more academic.
You're not.
Sorry, I went.
You're a fucking tick.
Sorry,
you can't spell.
I studied Latin.
You can't write.
I studied classical studies and Latin in
classical studies and Latin.
Yeah. Tell me about heydays.
Heydays?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the middle of summer when you get sniffly.
Tell me about the Trojan horse.
He ran in the 3:15 in Leopardstown.
He did very well.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Anyway, I'm more educated than you.
You're not really.
Yeah, I actually...
Anyway, what's the point you're making? You fool of a man.
I'm more educated. I can never get the maths question in Countdown right.
No, me neither.
Now, if Rachel was sitting in front of me, I would take two from the bottom.
Yeah, there's...
Or one big one and two small ones. Do you think she's heard that before?
I'd say so, yeah.
Do you think if Rachel Riley is in it, she's a beautiful woman, by the way. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Stop creeping on her.
Sorry, my wife beside, this will tell you guys the way women and men get treated differently, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The hypocrisy. Beside my wife's bed, which is actually the same bed I sleep in.
I was about to ask, like, are you in separate rooms?
No, we're not. No, we're not. Beside our bed,
yes.
On my side of the bed is a photograph of me and my wife on our first holiday together.
Ah, lovely.
Before
very
we
nice.
Were, and it's the two of us with a couple of birds.
With a couple of birds?
Oh, yeah, on holidays, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Exotic, like.
Exotic birds?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Like, where are they from, Brazil or somewhere?
A place called, not the one in the Canaries, Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know the song, "This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico."
Oh, yeah.
Despacito. That's not Puerto Rico.
That's not down near Mogan, no?
No, Bacardi land. Puerto Rico.
Anyway, go on.
It's in the Caribbean.
So, besides your side of the bed...
On my side, if you're in my bedroom, guys, and I don't know if any of you ever have been...
Why, is it a place people visit?
Well, we had a plumber in our bedroom the other day.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Had a leaky U-bend.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, leaky U-bend.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, if you look at our bedroom, it's lovely, it's palatial, a beautiful bed, a double king size.
Your house is a dog box.
Yeah, but when we're selling it, we're not going to say that in the description.
Dog box.
This dog box
for sale.
This dog box has just entered the market. Anyway, if you look at the bed, on my side of the bed, I sleep. If you're looking at the bed, guys, I sleep to the right. I sleep on the right-hand side of the bed.
You sleep on the right, do you?
Not by choice. No. The first time we ever slept in that bed,
yeah.
She said, I'm going to take that side. And I thought, well, and now that's because you never swap sides.
No.
Your house does a lot of swapping sides.
No. I'm on the left. If you go on holidays, do you still sleep on the same side?
Yeah.
So do we.
Yeah.
But I sleep on the left. I couldn't sleep on the right.
I couldn't either, but I do. But anyway.
You couldn't, but you do.
I don't want to. Yeah, no, begrudgingly.
No, me.
Anyway,
left.
Guys, as you look at the bed, on my side of the locker, there's a lovely photograph of myself, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and a couple of exotic birds.
Yeah,
beautiful,
very good.
Beautiful birds. And I'm holding one of the birds, and the other bird is standing behind my wife. Very, very nice photograph.
Yeah.
I think it was a cockatoo.
Oh, okay, lovely. Yeah, they're very exotic, yeah.
Yeah, very exotic.
Anyway, your point is?
And on my wife's bedside locker is a photograph in a frame as well. But I'm not the man in the photograph.
Ooh.
She's another man.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I brought this up.
So, do you mind me asking who this individual is?
I'd often dust down my wife's lockers, yeah?
It's your own business, yeah.
As you do, because it gets very dusty. And anytime I bring it up, it causes a row. And my question to her was, if I had a photograph, so my crush is Rachel Riley. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Well, I tell you what you do.
She just has...
Print off a photograph of her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Put it in a frame and put it beside your bed and see what happens.
Well, the photograph will be very sticky.
Why? Is our printer not working properly?
Yes, yeah, it's a very sticky printer.
No, why don't you do that? Try it as an experiment.
So do you want to know, does anybody want to know who's in the photograph?
Yeah, who is in the photograph?
It's your man who was the, and if you can Google, you'll find out his name, because I can't think of his name. He was the lead singer of The Wanted. Now, I have to be honest with you, he's a very good looking lad. I won't deny that. He's a very good looking lad.
The Wanted?
Remember The Wanted? I'm glad you came.
Yeah, yeah. Is that why she has it there?
Oh, that's an obvious joke. Too obvious.
Hang on, I have to have a look at this.
I'm glad you came.
Max George.
Max George.
That's he's a baldy young fella.
Yeah, but sure, I'm a baldy elf. So she obviously likes
the difference.
She,
yeah.
No, sorry. The difference between he's bald by choice.
Yeah.
He's a choice baldy. Some people are bald because they don't have a choice. He shaved his head. So the guy's name, and ladies, you can Google him.
What's good looking about him?
He'll be glad you came. And his name is Max George. And oh my God, women used to go mad for him.
Yeah, used to.
But I can't think of any other song from
him. No, neither can I.
Because I was trying to make another joke about it.
No.
Is that all they had?
I'm glad you came. Now, a great song.
Brilliant song.
Great pop song.
But what else did they do after that? Give me another song by The Wanted.
I can't think of one.
Jeez, that's awful.
Isn't it? No, there is no other.
Yeah, you'll be doing a charity gig with him in a couple of weeks and you'll be saying, oh, my favourite band, Kevin Rowe Events, The Wanted. What a collab.
They're hardly still on the go, are they?
Give me another song by them.
I'm glad you came out.
The great song. Anyway, the point is, guys, is that how is my wife able to have a photograph and she's literally draped over him in the photograph? I'll have to bring it in.
Oh, it's her and him.
It's her and Max George. We met. We were at a celebrity night out one night.
Right.
And Max George was there.
Yeah.
And her lip, I had to lift her lip off the ground.
It's a bit uncomfortable.
I was like a Carry On movie. Her lip was literally dangling.
Right.
And I don't know, have you ever seen a woman with a dangly lip?
No, I haven't, funny enough, no.
It's not a pretty sight.
No.
And she kept looking over at him. You know when someone is talking to you but they're not even looking at you?
Yeah.
She was looking through me to Max George, yeah?
Yeah.
I said, I'll just go over, I'll introduce you to you. Because I know myself and Max, we did some music collaborations a few years back together. In fact, guys, if you have a copy of the CD, I'm Glad You Came,
yeah,
by The Wanted, if you open the sleeve of the CD, I'm credited as one of the writers of that song.
I'm sure you are.
I wrote that bit.
Well, can you recite the lyrics there quick?
No, I just did the bit. That was my contribution. Anyway, on her bedside is a photograph of her, and I mean she's draped over him. She literally has her arm around. You know when women put their arm around you, but they hold you by the neck? You know that little, I love that. I love when they rub you by the neck. But she's rubbing his neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that is the
photograph. I wouldn't have that.
That is the photograph on her bedside locker.
Now, what discuss.
Discuss, please. Can anybody... am I being...
I challenge you.
I am not a jealous man.
I challenge you.
I am not a jealous guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another song I wrote, by the way.
Jealous guy.
I did the whistling part of that. Great song. Go on, what do you challenge me?
I challenge you to print off a photograph of Rachel Riley and put it beside your bedside locker tonight without saying a word.
Okay.
And see how long it takes for her to notice and eventually say, who the fuck is she?
Yeah, but Rachel Riley's husband's gorgeous looking and I'm not gorgeous.
Don't print him in the picture.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the three of us.
No.
Oh, okay.
In fact, you can ask AI to create a photograph of you with Rachel Riley.
And her holding my neck?
Yeah.
Rubbing my neck. Oh, Rachel. Not only is she gorgeous, she's intelligent.
Or you could superimpose your ugly mug on top of the husband's face there.
Well, thanks for that. It's great to make me feel good about myself. Yeah. But she would have an issue with it.
That's mental.
Well, what's on your bedside locker?
What is on my bedside locker? I don't actually know.
Pack of 20 John Blair Blue?
No, I don't smoke.
Oh, just checking.
Yeah, no.
A little mini fridge?
No, not a mini fridge. What, beside your bed?
I have a mini fridge beside my bed.
For what?
Oh, there's certain things I have to keep cold.
Like what?
There's certain things I have to keep cool beside my bed. I can't get into it. I can't. Move on. Nothing to see.
What? God's holy fuck. Do you need to keep cold in a fridge beside your bed?
Don't go there. Don't go. Move on. The accident's cleared up. You're rubbernecking me. Move on. There's a certain thing that I have to have.
Yeah.
And it has to be kept at a cold temperature. And
I know what it is. It's those fat injections. You have to keep them in the fridge.
Ozempic?
Yeah.
No, I'm not on Ozempic.
You could well be.
They're Mounjaro's, by the way.
And, okay, so what else could possibly be in that fridge that you need to keep cool?
It's personal. Move on.
Like, you don't need to keep blue tablets cold.
Oh, jeez, no, I need the opposite of blue. What's the ones that keep you going down? Okay. What are they called?
Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah, I need downers for me, Mickey, not uppers. It's a medication that can't be kept at room temperature.
Ozempic?
It's not Ozempic. Not as empty.
Oh, okay.
And I bought a little mini fridge because I was fed up when I got into bed at night going, oh, I forgot to administer. And I'd have to go into the kitchen to get the stuff.
Okay.
Let's just say it's a, how can I delicately put this? It's an intimate cream.
An intimate cream?
An intimate cream. That's all you need to know.
An intimate cream. Interesting.
So it's intimate.
Well, obviously.
And it's a cream.
Yeah.
And it can't be kept at room temperature.
It can't be.
It'll be spoiled.
But you use this product.
It will be spoiled if it's kept at room temperature.
You use this product so frequently that you have a mini fridge beside your bed.
I know. There's weeks where I have to use it a bit more than other weeks. I can't get into. Jesus, if I rang my doctor's. Oh, no, that's a bad example because my doctor's.
Obviously,
my doctor's secretary, no, she's a nosy wagon, that one. She asks you everything. Do you ever do that when you ring the doctor's?
No.
And she answers the phone. She says, hey, Jeremy. What do you need to see the doctor about? I'll tell him about it, actually. She says, no, I need to. Why does she need to know?
I don't know. Why does she need to know?
But is yours not?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. They all ask.
I just need a consultation.
So hang on, if you rang your doctors now.
Yeah.
I
just say, can I have an appointment?
So when I ring my doctor, this is God honest truth, guys. When I ring my doctors. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she answers. Obviously, my number comes up on the phone. And she will go, hey, Jeremy, how are you? When do you want to see Dr. O? Can't say his name. Shh. And I'll say, can you book me in for Wednesday at 4 o'clock? Yeah. And then she'll say, can I ask what the purpose of the visit is?
Yeah. And you just say, I need a consultation.
No, she always asks, what's it in relation to? And my answer is normally, I've run out of that cream. I need a replacement cream.
Interesting.
Let's just say, because people are going to guess and they're going to guess wrongly, it's not hemorrhoids.
It's not hemorrhoids. Okay,
I wouldn't make fun of people who have hemorrhoids.
But it's intimate.
It's a cream. Let's just say on the cream, it says in the back, not to be used internally.
Ooh.
Only to be used... why are people guessing piles? Caramel Kearney, is it piles? No, if it was piles.
Arse cream for piles.
No, it's not piles.
It has to be.
No, it's something a bit more intimate than piles. Move on. We'll erase this off in the podcast. This never happened. Can't be kept at room temperature, though. Let's just say if it's kept at room temperature, it spoils.
Oh, I know what it is. It's cream for thrush.
What?
Yeah, you have thrush.
So men can't get thrush.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Thrush is for fannies.
No.
Sorry,
no.
Did I say that out loud?
No, but it can pass from fannies to Mickey's. That's my medical diagnosis.
That should be written on the tube of the cream.
Yeah.
It can pass. Yeah. Can you imagine going into chemists? Have you got that cream? What cream are you talking about? The one that can pass from fannies to Mickey's. Is that true? You can get thrush on your Mickey.
Yeah.
Is it sore?
Yeah, it's very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, there's someone who knows.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Today, the amount of people who said to me, don't tell me he actually has a fucking smoothie in the airport.
Well, people shouldn't be cursing at you, first of all, you know.
But they did. They were so incensed.
Yeah, I said on a recent podcast that when I'm going on a flight, no matter where it is, I would, because I fly a lot out to the Middle East. I have a lot of business interests out there and portfolios that I have to.
You can't even spell portfolio, you fool.
Is it one word or two words? Is it port, then folio, or is it port-folio, or is it portfolio?
This is my point.
Sorry, I do have business interests in the Middle East.
What are those business interests?
I have shares in Dubai chocolate.
Dubai chocolate? You can buy that in Ferry House Market.
I That's Dubu.
No, it's not. It's Dubai chocolate.
I had it for the first time. Now, I know it's been out ages.
Yeah, it's literally been out.
My wife, guys, as you know, well, you wouldn't know this because I've never told you before. She's a baker. You know she's a baker.
God rest her, yeah.
And
yeah.
a candlestick maker.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And she bakes cakes and she's a, what's that word?
A cake maker.
No, I don't want to say it wrong.
A chocolatier. A chocolatier.
My wife is a...
Chocolatier.
She is a chocolatier.
Yeah, that's
yes, she is.
She's a chocolatier.
My wife is a chocolatier and a baker. And she makes her own Dubai chocolate. She's been making it for the last year and a half. Because we were in a restaurant one day, and my son is addicted to Dubai chocolate. Dubai chocolate and vaping. Just can't get them off. And Monster. The three things he's into.
Really? Is your young fella drinking Monster?
Oh, like a fish.
Oh, fuck. That's very concerning.
Vaping.
Can I just tell you how irresponsible
like,
that is?
Vaping like a chimney.
Yeah, very irresponsible.
I shouldn't joke about things. His teachers could be listening to... What's their names? Tulsa could be knocking on the door. Would they knock on the door with that?
Quite possibly, yeah.
Okay, if Tulsa are listening, I'm
Tuesday, you
Tulsa.
Fool. No, it's not Tulsa.
It is Tulsa.
That's a place in America.
I've been to Tulsa.
Yeah, 24 hours from Tulsa.
I was 24 hours from it. It's in Oklahoma.
It's
a beautiful city, Tulsa.
The organization here, those Tulsa.
It's not Tulsa.
It's not, you fool
anyway,
of a man.
Sorry, Tulsa, if you're listening.
It's not Tulsa. No,
Tulsa are listening, you're calling me a fool. They take my kids away from me. Stop.
Yeah, but you are a fool. You are a fool.
Are you saying I'm not a fit to have children? Is that what you're saying?
You're saying that the child care organization in this country is called Tulsa.
Tulsa, T-U-L-S-A.
It's not, it's Tulsa. T-U-S-L-A, you fool of a man.
Anyway, I'm only joking. My child doesn't vape or drink Monster and stuff like that, but he does have a fondness for Dubai chocolate. And we were in a restaurant, guys, about a year and a half. Is Dubai chocolate about a year and a half old, is it?
Oh, no, and more.
Probably about
yeah,
3 years.
Yeah.
And it was on the menu for dessert, Dubai chocolate, and it was $8.50 for a little piece of Dubai chocolate with a bit of ice cream on the side. And my wife said, "Ah, here, I'm not paying for that. I will make my own Dubai chocolate." And she does. And it's actually...
fantastic.
Well, no, I'm not a fan.
Oh, are you not?
I don't like pistachio.
I'm not mad about it myself now, I'll be honest. Yeah.
I'm fond of very few nuts.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I am a planter's man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And my preference would be dry roasted.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't like the other ones. I like dry
salted.
Roasted.
Do you not?
No, I like dry roasted.
No.
But
salted are lovely.
Pistachio was actually horrible. Anyway, guys, my wife makes absolutely fantastic.
So you just replied to that saying what?
I know
that?
That's. Oh, yeah, I know because I can't multitask.
You're after a.
I know. Stop.
That came in, and then you said, "What is it?
Tulsa are going to take my kids away." Actually, will they take them away just for a weekend? No, that's an honest question. Because I've got an offer for a weekend.
Hang on, you want your children to be taken into care?
Oh no, that's not good. I shouldn't be making fun of that. I'm not joking about that. It's terrible when children are taken into care. But is there any chance? Because I've been made an offer for this weekend. This is a true story, by the way.
Yeah, go on. Okay.
And is there any chance that Tulsa could take them at about 2 o'clock tomorrow and drop them back Sunday evening?
I don't think
Tulsa.
It's not. I don't think they're a babysitting service.
Maybe they should be. Because, guys, I was...
That's so embarrassing. That is.
Yeah, I know. Stop. I don't want to lose my kids. Stop it. Okay?
Go on.
Anyway, I've been offered two nights... I don't know how everybody feels about this, by the way. I've been offered two nights in a friend's motorhome.
Yeah.
Would you go?
Yeah, would I? Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You go on five-star holidays.
No, I don't. You go five-star holidays?
Well, where's that supposed to be? A sandals resort or something like that?
Sandals?
Yeah, you literally go to resorts where...
No, I have sandals.
Oh, sorry. You you said you were in a sandals resort.
No, I said I got new sandals.
In the resort?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I got new sandals.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, would you be a fan?
Of what now? Of sandals?
No,
or?
Of a caravan weekend.
With no caravan...
No, it's a... Well, okay, he sent me a photograph of it. It's in a place called Kill Something.
Kill Something?
Kill Something. No, that's not the name of the place. That'd be a stupid name for a place. Where are you going this weekend? Kill Something. Give me a place called Kill.
County Kildare. Kill in County Kildare.
No, it's a Kill blank.
Kilbarrick.
Jesus. If you brought your caravan in there, the wheels would be taken off it in a minute.
Kill...
Who would go on a weekend to Kilbarrick?
Okay, I have it. Kilkenny.
No, it's not Kilkenny. Kip.
Something wrong with Kilkenny.
Very strange people from Kilkenny.
Really?
I know two people from Kilkenny and they're both very strange.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I love Kilkenny. It's a great town. Great balls.
Very strange people down there. They literally marry their sisters down there. Give me another place called Kill.
Kill. Kill in Arden.
Again. I'd rather spend a weekend in the Joy. Well, it's like spending the weekend in the Joy. It's in Wexford.
It's in Wexford.
Kilmuckridge. That's it. How did you know that?
Kilmuckridge.
So, guys, a friend of mine has a mobile home in a place called Kilmuckridge.
Yeah.
And I believe it's in
Wexford.
Wexford,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he normally goes down with his kids of a Friday and a Saturday. And he's not going this weekend. And he said, the weather is supposed to be fine in Wexford. Do you fancy my mobile home for Friday and Saturday night? Now, guys, and I don't want to offend people who
which
have...
Which you're about to, obviously.
No, offence is taken, not given. I don't want to offend people who have mobile homes because I know it's probably your pride and joy mm-hmm. and all that. But it's not exactly the MGM Grand in Vegas now.
No, but it's a mobile home in Wexford. I'll have it if you want.
What?
I'll have it if you want.
So you have no kids.
So what? You don't have to have kids to go to a mobile home.
Oh, you do.
Oh, no, you don't.
You dirty pervert.
No, you do. Dirty pervert.
Oh, you dirty.
What do you think is going on in the mobile home?
Scumbag. Two adults sitting in a mobile home on their own playing Connect Four.
No, maybe Uno.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So he said to me, do you want the mobile? I don't have the hard. Sell it to me. Can anybody sell this to me? So he says you can have it Friday.
Yeah.
I have to pick up the keys. The keys are actually, can I say this? Yeah. The keys are left underneath the rock at the front door of the mobile home.
But that's a bit stupid now, isn't it?
In Kilmuckridge.
You've just advertised that the mobile home in Kilmuckridge has the keys under the...
There's not only one mobile home in Kilmuckridge.
No, but that's the point. No, yeah.
Okay, can somebody please sell this to me?
It's a weekend away.
Now, we've already established that I'm going to have the little brats with me because I can't say that word.
Tusla.
That doesn't even make sense. Is it an Irish word?
Yeah, I don't know. Go on anyway. What about it?
Tusla aren't going to take my kids for the weekend, so I'm going to have to bring them.
They'll have a great time.
Sell it to me like you're a salesman. Sell it to me.
It's a break away from home and it's like down
as,
and
as Darren says, trailer trash. That's what I think of, Darren. When I think of a mobile
home... Would you say that to your friend who owns the mobile home?
Absolutely not. Now, when I think of a trailer in Kilmuckridge, I think of M&M. Trailer trash. 8 Mile. Literally.
Well, then I don't think you should take it.
Well, try and sell it to me.
By the way, does he own it, yeah?
Yeah, he bought it.
Yeah.
Do you know how much he paid for it?
Yeah,
I don't know if I can say, can I?
Yeah, you can.
28 grand.
Well, then it's dirt cheap. You pay 60, 70, 80 grand.
But he sent me a photograph and it looks...
It looks what?
It looks all right. But what do you do?
What do you mean, what do you do?
Well, it was just me and the missus, yeah?
Yeah.
We'd have a randy weekend.
But you're after telling me not to go.
Why, do you want a randy weekend? You haven't had a randy weekend since when we're in the charts.
Can I just say to you?
Yeah, yo, here we go. Here
what
we go.
Grown man?
Is this
man?
Going to affect me and Tusla?
What grown man uses the word randy?
This one.
I want a randy
weekend. The
one
with his hand up, this one.
It's a fucking idiot.
Okay, but if it was just me and herself, we could have, like, we could do dress up and role play and all that.
I don't think you should do that in the caravan park.
No, but we could do role play as trailer trash. You know what I mean? But what do you do if you have three kids with you in a trailer for a weekend? I mean, Anthony's after saying it's a lovely time. It's a lovely place at this time of year. I'm not doubting that. But I just think the idea of being stuck in a caravan. What do you do in a caravan?
You don't have to sit in it for the whole 48 hours.
Well, what else do you do then?
You go to the pub.
Should go to the pub up here. Why is everything with you at the pub, by the way?
But that's all there really is.
Why is that always your go-to
thing? Can I just say that's all there is in Kilmuckridge? There's nothing else?
So what would I do? So say, for instance, I go down on Friday, yeah?
But it's also on the beach, so if the weather is nice, then you have the beach.
Would you stop? I haven't been on an Irish beach since...
When we're in the charts?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm not going to the beach. So what would you do for the whole day? You have to remember, my kids are used to a jet set lifestyle.
A jet set lifestyle?
Yeah, they go to...
You brought them to that kip last year.
What kip?
I won't name it.
I
won't name it out loud, but... You brought them to that kip.
Oh yeah, don't too, so we'll have a problem with bringing them there.
Yeah.
So they're used to...
Play games.
They're used to flying like first class on flights.
First class?
They're used to Royal Caribbean.
You went on a fucking Ryanair plane last year.
No, I was Aer Lingus. They're used to travelling on yachts when they're on holidays. Oh, we rented a yacht. Would they be bored?
I don't know. Best holidays I had as a kid was in a mobile home.
Tell you now, there's some scumbag after listening to this podcast driving down to Kilmuckridge to try and find that key under the rock.
Anyway, yeah, so some of my favourite memories of holidays as a kid was in a mobile home in Cork.
Well, it's funny because you can't think of any of the memories.
No, I can.
No, but I've said, what are your memories of it? And you said, well, I've great memories, and you've known.
But we went to the beach and stuff.
She can go to the beach anywhere.
Ah, no.
You can go to Dollyman Strand.
Off you go.
But God, it's bloody freezing out there.
Give us your mate's phone number, will you? I'll take the car.
Well, he doesn't like you. He's not a fan of yours.
Really?
Oh, not a fan of yours. So he says you're very judgmental on this podcast.
I am.
Yeah. And a bit of a bully.
Oh.
I don't want bullies in my caravan, is what he said. He may not have said that, but
I doubt he did.
Are you listening, Tusla? He's a bully.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
No, I don't for 1 second believe that that is possible. I don't believe, yeah. I do not believe. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to all of you.
Well, not all of you, it's only a few, yeah. You have to wait for them to come on.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, sorry. Well, that's the whole point of this episode of Opinions Matter. While the audience is building on our Facebook page, we sit here talking the most random shite.
That, can I tell
and
you?
Sorry, that photograph. We're having an in-house conversation, ladies and gentlemen. And an individual that we used to work with back in the day. Is a father now, and the two of us are gobsmacked at how this individual
found a woman to have sex with him.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Even Hitler found a woman that could have sex with him.
Yeah, but he never had any kids with her.
Did he not have kids?
No, there's no
baby Hitlers.
There's no offspring of Hitler. No.
Oh, is there not?
No.
Why didn't they have kids? Is it because of the problem he had?
Which problem? Oh, Leroy the One.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't stop you.
I think it would.
No. It just means your swimmers are lessened.
You've half the amount of swimmers. Many of you may not know. How did people find out that Hitler only had one testicle?
I don't know. Maybe because they asked him.
Can I just tell you, if I had
one day at a big meeting, Hitler, have you got one ball?
In the middle of one of his speeches?
Yeah, one of his rants.
Who'd have the balls to ask Hitler if he only had one ball? He was a very angry man,
he was an angry man, yeah.
And people say, and I'm not excusing the Holocaust, by the way.
Good man, yeah, of course.
No, full believer of the Holocaust. I've been to Birkenstow.
Birkenstow?
Was it the shoes?
You've never been in Poland, let alone Birkenstow.
Birkenstow?
No. Birkenau.
No, they did the shoes.
What?
The shoes.
Were you in Auschwitz?
Oh, geez, I go home to Auschwitz every day. And again, I'm not making fun of this.
Well, it kind of feels like you are.
No, but my house kind of feels like Auschwitz sometimes. Jesus, the cold reception I get when I get home. And I'm not, for 1 second, the Holocaust was the worst thing that ever happened in the history of the world. But a lot of people believe that the reason Hitler was such an... Because he was an angry man.
Oh, he was. That's the way you used to speak. It's exactly like that.
He said the same four words every year.
He did. Well, no, yeah, I know he had other words.
Yeah, German Republic! German Republic!
No, he spoke in German.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was an angry man, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point? You're asking, was he angry because he'd only got one ball?
Because if I only had one ball, and I'm not making people of fun of people who have one ball, we have a friend who only has one ball.
No, I know a fella as well who does.
Because of testicular cancer.
Correct.
And I don't want to...
It's not a joking matter.
Well, it is. With Hitler, you can joke about it.
Why?
Because he was a prick.
Oh, okay.
Hitler
with only one ball.
Hitler was a prick. And I'm thinking, if I only had one ball, maybe I would... No, I'm not saying I'd start a Holocaust.
But I hope not.
It's a bit extreme. It's a bit extreme. But maybe I'd be angry if
so, like, as a young fella, did he, Hitler, you have only one ball.
That was the answer to it.
Yeah, that was the start of it, yeah.
Actually, yeah. It's Gas Guys talking about... I don't know
how
if
did we end up talking about that?
About Hitler having one ball.
Yeah.
Because I was saying, my mother always told me this. See, I wasn't successful with women when I was younger.
You're still not.
Well, married.
Yeah. The only reason she's with you is she had bad eyesight.
What is the reason she's with me? What would you say the reason she's with me?
I'd love to know.
I'm quite a funny man around the house.
Funny?
I'm a funny man around the house.
You cracked the same shitty jokes for the last 30 years. Is she not fed up with it?
Oh, that's actually hurt my feelings.
Well, it was meant to. Like, literally, every now and again on this podcast, you come out with a joke that I heard you saying on FM 104 back in the 90s.
Anyway, guys, when I was younger, I wasn't as much of a hit at the ladies as I am now.
But you're not.
And you used to, I'm being serious here, it used to get me quite down. Because we'd go out on nights out, myself and the lads. And back in the day, in nightclubs, you would have a slow set. Remember a slow set?
That's right, yeah.
And I would go up to women and I would ask them up to dance.
And they always said no.
And nine times out of ten, they would say no.
Yeah.
And you'd move on to the next. What? Sorry?
Nothing.
And you'd move on to the next one. And it's quite disheartening, guys, when you go up to 15 women. And like the slow sets only last for 10 minutes.
Yeah, three songs.
And three songs is all it was. It was called the erection section.
That's why women wouldn't dance with you. That's exactly it there.
I'd start at the front of the nightclub and I'd work my way. Club Sarah,
remember it well, yeah.
And I'd start at the front of the club and I'd work my way back. And because back when you were young, you were horny and literally you'd... And
that's why they didn't dance with you.
You wouldn't go for the fat ones yet. You'd leave there. They were the end of the nighters, yeah? The fat ones.
So that's why nobody danced with you.
So I'd go from the start of the club to the end of the club and would you like to dance?
Will you dance with me?
And they'd look at you like you're a piece of shit on their shoe.
Will you dance with me?
So
that's how you said it.
Yeah. Will you dance with me?
That's why they didn't dance with you.
I said, yeah, I sound like Kermit the Frog, yeah. And my mom, I used to go home because I was living at home at the time. And I used to go home to my mother and I'd be quite disheartened.
Dejected. Dejected, yeah.
Distorn. That's not even a word.
Distorn? No, you just made up a word.
Sanguine.
Yeah, okay.
Sanguine. Morose.
Morose, yeah.
I don't know what these words mean. And my mum would always say to me, Jeremy, your time will come. And there is somebody for everybody in the world. And she used to say to me, look at Hitler.
What about him?
Now, Hitler was dead at that stage. She said, Hitler was one of the most vile men that ever lived. And I said, yes, he was, mother. And he wasn't a good look. He's not a good looking bloke.
No, not particularly.
Now, I know men back then looked different to now.
They did.
You know, men were different then than they look now. And he had that side parting on his hair, which was
hideous.
It was never a good look.
No, the mid-parting. Mid-parting in
his
hair.
No, it was the side parting.
No.
No, it went from one side all the way across.
No, have a look. Google a picture of Hitler.
Hitler's hair.
Yeah, okay. He had a mid-parting in his hair. Hitler's hair. Yeah, Google that, yeah.
No, it went all across one side. Look.
Oh. That's what he said.
So Hitler wasn't a good looking man.
No, he wasn't. He was
very
hideous looking.
Very hideous looking man. The moustache did him no favours.
Yeah, why? What was with that? Did nobody ever tell him, listen Adolf, we're going to be doing publicity photographs for you.
Well, I look
what's the story with that moustache?
Both my grandfathers
didn't have moustaches like that.
They did. So back in the day, those moustaches were... Hitler wasn't the only man to ever have a Hitler moustache. He didn't invent that moustache.
No, but why did he not grow a full moustache?
No, that was the...
Really?
Yeah, both my grandfathers had Hitler moustaches.
Bring them back.
Well, my grandfathers?
No, bring the moustaches back.
You can't. Hitler's ruined that look. That's why nobody has a side parting anymore. When was the last person you saw someone with a side parting?
I did, yesterday.
Anyway, my mum used to say, Jeremy, there is somebody
for everybody.
Even Hitler, the ugly fucker. And my mother didn't often curse, but she said, even Hitler, the other... And if you look at a picture of Eva Braun, who was Hitler's... Were they married?
No, they got married 2 days before they died.
In the bunker?
Yeah.
No fucking expense spared there.
Nope.
My wife has to go to a 5-star fucking hotel in Lanzarote. Yeah.
Hitler got married in the bunker.
How did he get away with saying, yeah, Eva, we want to get married. The Russians are coming. And the Americans are coming. We have 2 days before
What sort of an accent did he got then?
German. We have 2 days before the Soviets and the Americans attack us, let's get married. She goes, oh, yes, yes, Adolf. No, you didn't say that to her. He wasn't angry with her, you prick.
And he was angry with everybody.
And
yeah,
and
he had says, he had the cheapest wedding ever.
Okay, Adolf, I love you very much. I don't approve of all your policies, but...
She committed suicide with him.
But she said, where do you want to have this wedding, Adolf?
Well, the whole city's in ruins.
And Adolf turned around and said, well, what about here? No place like the present. Let's have it in the bunker. And they literally had... Now, had you... You've been married
Eight times.
You've been married eight times now. In fact, Adrian's nickname is Henry VIII. He had one of his ex-wives, he had her beheaded.
Yes,
I thought you wanted to have her beheaded. That's what it was. Had you said to any of your ex-wives...
I've only got one, by the way. Can I just clarify?
What?
I've only one ex-wife.
It sounds better when you have eight. If you had... Okay, your current wife.
My current wife,
when you proposed to her, and obviously the first question she asked, because they all asked the same question when you proposed, when do we get married, though? This isn't going to be a long engagement.
Who says that?
Oh, mine did. This better not... This is it. If you think you're after buying yourself 6 years with this engagement, you can fuck off. I want the wedding venue booked by Monday. We only got engaged on Sunday.
Jesus.
Like, literally had to
talk about pressure.
Oh, a lot of pressure. It was like a pressure cooker. But had you, the day you proposed to your wife, but she wasn't your wife then.
No.
Had you proposed to her and she said, what venue are you thinking? And you said, well, there's a little bunker underneath the ground out in my back garden. Would she have been happy with getting married in a bunker? Some women
are easily pleased.
Are very easily pleased. And what I would say to you, if you're a single man, if you're a single man and you don't want a high maintenance woman, find yourself an Eva Braun.
And get married in a bunker.
Well, no, but where would you get a bunker? Maybe you can get married in his bunker, can you? Can you get married in Hitler's bunker?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Of course it does.
No, it doesn't.
Why, where's it gone?
They filled it in with concrete.
Was he in the bunker when they did it?
No, it was after the war. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, just before we go.
How
many years did your engagement buy you?
Three.
Yeah. That's all I got. I was expecting six. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was holding out for 4.5. So I was thinking six. You know, kick the can down the road. The ring.
Didn't work that way, though.
The sparkle will be still there in 6 years' time. That buys me a bit of time. And no, from literally a day afterwards, it was like, so what venue? Oh, she started making these lists. So we need a wedding planner. And what sort of flares do you want your wedding?
Oh, God.
You went through with it twice. Fucking easy.
I know.
Never again. After the first time.
I know, but never again.
No, but I can tell you now, you said it, but you didn't mean it. I can tell you now.
Never again.
I can tell you now, you would literally have to walk me up the aisle with a double-barreled shotgun behind my back.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.